Education Minister David Coulthard revealed today that Harare had applied for money from the Global Partnership for Education to help retrain the country's teachers. He was speaking at a function where the European Union announced its $17 million grant to the Education Transition Fund. The EU also donated $640,000 towards nutrition projects in Zimbabwe. Senator Coulthard said he was optimistic that the application, which was made with assistance from the Education Transition Fund partners.
Tomorrow, the Global Partnership for Education sits in Washington to decide an application for funding of over $20 million for teacher retraining in Zimbabwe. And whilst I certainly can't this afternoon say that we will definitely get that funding, what I can say is that the Education Transition Fund has played a pivotal role in assisting us in the ministry prepare all the necessary documents for submission to the Global Partnership for Education.
He said while enough books have been secured for primary and secondary schools under the Education Transition Fund, there was need for a nationwide teacher retraining exercise.
But if it is, it will mean on top of everything else, we will over the next few years get funding of some $23 million for teacher retraining, which is, you will appreciate, critically important. It doesn't matter how many textbooks you have in the classroom. It doesn't matter whether your roofing is good and you've got desks and hardboards. If you haven't got teachers who are motivated and trained up to the latest possible standards, your education sector is undermined.
Meanwhile, the European Union Ambassador to Zimbabwe, Aldo De La Risha, says Harare's failure to adequately fund education is hampering the recovery of the sector. He said this is why the EU and other partners were supporting the education ministry to ensure, among other things, that Zimbabwean boys and girls complete primary education by 2015, as set in Millennium Development Goal No. 2 by the United Nations.
We have ganged up with other development partners in order to make sure that this support is really provided in such a way that the total of the contribution of development partners is more than the bilateral contribution of each of them. And one of the consequences is that the development partners are providing the required funds to cover most of the non-salary related cost of the ministry's 2012-2015 operation plan.
Gianfranco Rodigliano, whose organization is administering the funds, said the money would be used to improve the country's educational infrastructure and the purchase of essential teaching and learning materials, among other things. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.